This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through March 30, 2016. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The planet Jupiter, in the constellation Leo the Lion, shines brilliantly in the eastern sky shortly after sunset. Jupiter is highest, 63 degrees above the southern horizon, at 11:45 p.m., and sets in the west during dawn. West Coast observers with telescopes will be able to see Jupiter's famous oval storm, the Great Red Spot, by observing the planet at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on the 24th, 26th, and 28th. Jupiter is currently the planet featured through Griffith Observatory's public telescopes. The moon's phase is waning gibbous, and it rises after sunset. It rises 50 minutes later each successive night. As a result, moonrise occurs at 7:34 p.m. on the 23rd and at 12:51 a.m. on the 30th. The planet Mars in Scorpius the Scorpion rises over the east-southeast horizon at about midnight and appears highest in the southern sky 5 hours later. The moon appears to the upper right of Mars on the 28th. The golden planet Saturn in the constellation Ophiuchus the Snake Bearer rises about 30 minutes after Mars, and it appears 10 degrees to the left of Mars before dawn. The moon appears above Saturn on the 29th. A telescope is needed to see Saturn's magnificent system of rings. Comet Lanier 252P is a small comet that passed only 3.3 million miles from the Earth on March 21st. At its closest approach, the comet was only visible from the southern hemisphere. Observers report that the comet appeared round and tailless and glowed at about magnitude 5, making it an easy target in binoculars. Over the next few days, Comet Lanier moves back into our sky before dawn, starting on Thursday the 24th. Over the next week, the comet will move northward into Scorpius and Ophiuchus, not far from Saturn and Mars. Unfortunately, the bright moon is also moving into that part of the sky. This means that the fading Comet Lanier might be hidden by the moon's glare, even if it is observed from an area that is not otherwise light-polluted. Another much fainter comet, Pan-STARRS P2016BA14, passed only 2.1 million miles from the Earth on the 22nd. Sky and Telescope has finder charts and other information that will help those who may attempt to observe these challenging objects. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, April 16th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.